East Coast Radio.
All right, it is East Coast Radio, and today is the 1st of December, not only ringing in a brand new month, but also today is World AIDS Day. It takes place every year on the 1st of December of each year. It's an opportunity for people worldwide to unite in the fight against HIV, to show support for people living with HIV, and to commemorate those who have died from an HIV and AIDS-related illness. Now, founded in 1988, World AIDS Day was the first ever global health day. And on the line right now, I have the CEO of Hillcrest AIDS Center Trust, Candace Davidson. Hi, Candace, how are you?
Good, and yourself? Thank you for this opportunity.
Great. Well, World AIDS Day is a big one for you guys. And what is the theme for this year?
The global theme for World AIDS Day this year is Ending the HIV/AIDS Epidemic, Resilience and Impact.
Resilience and impact. What does this message mean?
Well, I think this year is quite a special year just because it has been such a tough year for everyone. And so coming together as a local community to say we are standing together to give reflection around COVID-19, HIV/AIDS, and also the pandemics of gender-based violence, they've all collided this year.
Yeah, they absolutely have. Would you say that we've sort of forgotten about the pandemic of HIV and AIDS because of this COVID-19 worldwide pandemic as well?
We're 30 years into the HIV response and to address HIV and AIDS. I think COVID-19 has really threatened that progress in terms of gender equality, social and economic inequalities. So really, as we become a more unequal world, that does threaten to undermine the progress we've made around HIV and AIDS, which is why the call this year to really have solidarity and shared responsibility with resilience is an important theme.
How has COVID-19 affected yourselves as Hillcrest AIDS Center Trust?
It has certainly impacted our community programs. A lot needed to be scaled back in terms of, like, for example, we have a very significant in-school program as well as working with our local go-go's in the Valley of 1,000 Hills. So we really needed to creatively see how we could still provide impact and community support, but in a different way that was safe.
Yeah, absolutely. For those who want to get a hold of Hillcrest AIDS Center Trust, how do they do it? And if those want to assist with you guys, how do they do it as well?
Okay, well, we would love to have our local community partner with us, not just today, but for all year. Actually, this day, this year, marks our 30th anniversary, so it's extra special for us. 30 years of providing unconditional love and hope to our local communities. Anyone interested in connecting with us, they can check us out on our Facebook and Instagram, our website. There are options to donate there, www.hillaids.org.za, or give our office a call, 031-765-5866. And again, we would just love to have our local community partner with us.
Absolutely. One last question. How do you think KZN is doing with managing HIV and AIDS in the province with regards to infection rate and also for those who have been infected and the support they get? How do you feel the province is doing?
Well, I think this has been a challenging year to maintain the levels of response that we need, particularly in KZN. Our young girls and women aged 15 to 24 continue to be the most vulnerable. And so efforts need to be stepped up, particularly now, to maintain the prevention efforts. So that momentum needs to be maintained and strengthened, really, to reduce those vulnerabilities.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much for your time, Candace. We really do appreciate it, and keep up the excellent work.
Thank you for the opportunity. Keep well.
Thank you. That's Candace Davidson, CEO of the Hillcrest AIDS Center Trust, and of course, chatting to us there about World AIDS.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.